listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. Amid growing calls across the country to address domestic violence, South Australia's government will soon update the state's stalking laws to make it easier to prosecute offenders. The changes will see references to serious offending removed, while also allowing police to charge those who use social media to track and harass their victims. The federal government is set to fall short of its target to build 1.2 million new homes within 5 years. That's according to its own State of the Housing System report, which shows that instead, 943,000 homes will be built by 2029. That figure has drawn the attention of the Property Council of Australia. CEO Mike Zorbas says there is a very quick way to bring more homes into the market, and that's through
purpose-built student accommodation close to universities, retirement living communities in suburbs around the country where we need them, and build-to-rent housing.
And the Tasting Australia program is currently happening on the Limestone Coast. Events got underway over the weekend with a steak night at the Narra Court Hotel and a special lunch at Padfor Way Estate. While there are other events to come later this week, Festival Director Karina Armstrong says the response so far from participants has been amazing.
I think people are always really surprised at the depth of produce you guys have down on the Limestone Coast. I think people always think about, you know, the Coonawarra, the amazing reds, the new contemporary style of wine that's coming out of Coonawarra. But, you know, there's also the great stories around organic apples and lamb and crayfish and seafood.
To sport now. In basketball, the Mount Gambier Pioneers men are on top of the NBL 1 South ladder following a weekend of back-to-back wins on the road. They beat Geelong United 93-81 on Saturday night, then defeated the Bendigo Braves 99-81 on Sunday.